bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hello, my name is Sophia Gonzalez, and I'm one of your new hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, we invite Colin Cheston, project manager at the city, here to talk to you about safer streets. Colin, it's great to have you. Tell us about you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm a transportation planner and a designer that has spent my career so far working to expand transportation options. And I'm specifically interested in making it safer and more convenient for people to walk, bike, and take transit. And my role here at the city of Tucson is to help implement some of the improvements that the voters approved in 2018 as part of the Proposition 407 Parks and Connections bond.
Before we get into the Prop 407 projects, we want to know, how do you move around Tucson?
So for me, it's all about trip distance. I'm a transportation nerd, and I like to think about what the most efficient option is and what makes the most sense based on how far I'm traveling. I'd say my first choice is walking. You know, that's not practical for most trips. I do like to walk if I can. Biking is my second choice, and that actually ends up being very practical for me. If it's, you know, between about a half mile and 3 or 4 miles, I usually bike. So I bike for most of my trips.
Okay, bicycle boulevards. What are they? What aren't they? Why should we care about them?
We're calling these bicycle boulevards at the city. One of the goals is to improve crosstown connectivity for people that already bike, as well as people who would like to bike if they're was a low stress route available to them. So I think that's pretty exciting, but really they're much more than just bicycle boulevards. And the improvements that we're making are going to benefit everybody that uses the street, no matter how they choose to travel. Another way to think about them is neighborhood safety and livability projects. We're trying to slow down the traffic, beautify the street, and make these routes more comfortable for people walking as well as biking.
So they're not bicycle highways.
They are not. No, that is not the goal. They're really well suited for traveling through neighborhoods, for shorter trips. I think the bike boulevards are really intended for kind of everyday transportation trips. They're intended to be, you know, low stress routes for people of all ages and abilities.
So this is not just benefiting the people who are biking through, but it's also benefiting the neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been research in other cities that have shown actually that living on a bicycle boulevard, those houses actually have higher property values because people want to live on these streets where people are driving slower. It's easier to take a walk, go out and walk your dog or walk with your kids, as well as ride a bike. That's the good news about these bike boulevards.
What do you wish the people of Tucson knew?
I want to let people know that, you know, their transportation options and their experience walking and riding a bike is about to get better. Through Proposition 407, we have almost $100 million in funding to improve connections to parks, schools, libraries, commercial areas throughout the city.
You and the city are going out and talking to people in these conversations, what are surprising questions that you're hearing?
I was talking with a gentleman the other day that, you know, called me to say, hey, you know, have you thought about, instead of using this greenway alignment that you're thinking about, have you thought about using the wash, concrete drainage structure? He said, you know, I know I'm not supposed to go down there, but I bike down there a lot. You can actually connect to a lot of destinations using that infrastructure that's meant for water, and you don't have to cross the busy streets. People think outside the box, especially people who aren't trained as planners or engineers. Can we do this wacky thing?
Okay, Colin Cheston, what are upcoming efforts that your department would like to share?
Right now, we are in the middle of designing the Blackledge Bicycle Boulevard. We're really hoping that we can get some good comments and feedback on the preliminary design. So our design consultant has come up with a first draft, and that's up on the project website. You can find the project website if you Google Blackledge Bicycle Boulevard. So on the project website, you'll be able to view the preliminary plans. There is a survey that you can access if you scroll down to kind of the bottom of the page, and you can look at the plans. It's a very simple open-ended text box. Let us know what you like, what you don't like about the plan, and we'll incorporate those comments into the next revision of the plans.
If you live by Blackledge, now is your time to shine. If you know someone, send them a little hello and tell them to get on that survey. Colin, thanks for coming onto our show. It was great to speak with you.
Yeah, great talking with you, Sophia. Thanks for having me.